8th graders from Two Rivers Community School discuss history, policy, and current events of U.S. immigration. Please take a listen.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Kaylee, and we're going to be talking about the history of immigration. The history of immigration to the United States details the movement of people to the United States, starting with the first European settlements from around 1600. Beginning around this time, British and other Europeans settled primarily on the East Coast in 1619. Africans began with importing as slaves. The United States experienced successive waves of immigration. Immigration sometimes paid the cost of transportation by becoming indentured servants after their arrival in the New World. Later immigration rules become more restrictive. The end of numerical restrictions occurred in 1965. Recentral cheap air travels has increased immigration from Asia to Latin America.
Immigrants from Asia started coming after the U.S. took over the whole country, east to west, after the Mexican-American War, when Asians started coming to America and were imported through Angel Island, quite like the Ellis Island on the west coast. That's on the east coast. Quite like Ellis Island on the east coast. Angel Island was on the west coast. But after the Asians started arriving, they faced heavy prejudice in the west. Just like in the east how the Irish, after the potato famine and they started immigrating quite heavily, were prejudiced against. They would find signs saying, "No Irish," but they would find signs that would say, "No Irish, but work for hire." The Irish became heavily prejudiced in the East. It's primarily about the freedom we have here. Like the First Amendment, the freedom of speech and to practice whatever religion you want. You can't be prosecuted for practicing a religion. And so that's why people started coming here, like the Puritans and the Mormons, or the Church of the Latter-day Saints. They started coming here because Britain wasn't allowing them to practice their own religion. Right now, we're learning all about how the Trump's immigration policies and law and people coming from now Mexico are beginning to be prejudiced in America. It's just waves. If you study history, you know that this history is the study of the past to understand the present and prepare for the future. Right now, what's happening is something that we could have stopped if we studied history better. That's why it's such an important subject to us.
This has been a collaboration between Mr. Shepherd's 8th grade U.S. history class, Two Rivers Community School, KDNK, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you for listening.